Okay, we're going to get started now. So we're going to start Perek Dalet in Hilchos Isser Rabbia. As I mentioned last time, this begins the various chapters dedicated to the halachas of Nida. So we need a little bit of background and terminology, which will assist us as we make it through the Rambam, especially because there's a couple issues insofar as accuracy of the reproductive system of a female, and especially with some of the language that's used today in modern Hebrew versus what they used in the times of the Gemara. So I thought it would be it would help if you went ahead and just reviewed what the language Rambam is going to use, so we know what he's talking about. So this picture here is using modern Hebrew, is modern Hebrew terms for a woman's reproductive system. And I translated it into English over here. So for instance, the nartik is the vagina. And then we have sabar rechem is the cervix. We have the ovaries over here, which are called shachala, and then chatzotzra, which is the fallopian tubes. And then you have the uterus up on top. What's important is that is whereas there's modern Hebrew, if you look down here, I wrote it up on the top also. If you look down here, we see from and the Rambam's language is down here. So for instance, rechem in general is going to mean womb, uterus, or vagina. But in general, it's more uterus or womb. Cheder / mekor, that also refers to the uterus. Shvilim is going to refer to the fallopian tubes. Now, they also is going to be the term aliyah, which refers to the combination of the fallopian tubes and the ovaries, which should be this upper area here. Base chitzon is the way the Rambam refers to the vagina. The pruzdor, right, refers to both the vagina and the cervix. So this entire area here is the prizdor. And then there's something called the lul, which we'll see later. I'll show you what they thought that was in a second. But these are the terms that we're going to see throughout these various prakim. Just to show you the other one, hold on 1 second. This diagram here, this is more of how they kind of saw things. So here, this is a thing called the lul, which they consider to be a type of passageway. It's just actually not there. But again, you see here they translate prizdor as a vaginal canal. When it says the lul v'lifnim, the rear section of vaginal canal, this is what they thought was normal menstruation in a woman. So again, it's not quite the same as what we know today, but it's just important to know when these terms come up, what it's referring to. Okay. So that'll be sort of our hakdama to Perek Dalet. So now, to start off, what the Rambam is going to do in Perek Dalet is he's going to kind of lay out for us the primary issues of Nida. The other term we're going to see come up, but I don't want to give away yet specifically all the details about it because there's going to be a lot of time spent on it, is what's called the Zava. Okay, there's Nida and Ziva. They're both different types of bleeding. Okay, and as you'll see, Zava is not really something we focus on a lot today. But it is a daraisa, and you'll see kind of how some of these halachas evolve. So one thing to keep in mind is a lot of the stuff we're going to do until, I forgot which parak, Zayin or Ches, is really a lot of these halachas apply to, ideal state of halacha being followed. And in times of the Gemara and the Gaonim, certain things changed, as we'll see later on. All right, so again, So if things seem foreign, various halachas seem very foreign to how Nida is kept today. Just be patient and you'll see how things come out. Okay, so in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Anida, Arehi Kishar Kol Harayos Sam'arot, Kol Harayos. Okay, so the first thing we know is that Nida is like any other type of Arayos. It's the same type of sexual prohibition. So therefore, Hama'araba, Ben Kedarka, Ben Shelo Kedarka. So once, just like all the other cases of Arayos, once the head of the penis is stuck into the vagina, whether it's vaginal or not, he's Chayv Kares. Even if she's someone who's 3 years or older, kishar rayos, it's like any other case of rayos, shabas mistama benida v'afilu biyom lidita. Now, of course, it's not going to happen by a three-year-old, but the point he's trying to say is that even if a woman theoretically could be a nida from the time that she's born, right? So the idea of nida can always be applicable. Ubas asar yamim mitama beziva. Okay, now what it called? Someone who is 10 days, old, can actually become Tame because of Ziba, which we'll get to why later. This is from Torah of Shalpeh. She'ain hefresh ben gadol l'tana l'tumas nidos v'zavos. And that's the key thing. We know that there's no difference. We saw before in a lot of arayas cases, there are differences between arayas for a katana versus gadola. When it comes to nida and zava, there's no difference whatsoever. We treat a katana and a gadola equally when it comes to the halachas of nida. Okay, halacha beis. Now, v'echad abal nida kol shivas hayamim, v'afil lo ra'asa ela yom rishon. Okay, again, we'll get to how they viewed menstrual cycles later. But for now, okay, so basically, anyone who has sexual relations with a woman who's in nida for the 7 days, okay, that she is in defined as being in nida, even if she only saw blood on the first day. So again, there's going to be a 7 day period of time where a woman's defined as being in a state of nida, even if she only actually saw blood on the first day. V'echad haba al yoleda zachar kol shiva. So too, if a man has sexual relations with a woman after she gives birth to a male child, O Ayulet for 7 days after, O Ayulet as Nekeva call her Basar, or after she gives birth to a daughter for 14 days. So 7 days post birth of a male and 14 days post birth of a female, it's prohibited for the man to have sexual relations with his wife. O Allah Zaba, Koyme Zova Svirasa, and if a woman's defined as a Zaba, as long as she has that type of bleeding, all the days of her Zaba and counting the days that follow, which we'll get to how that works later. Bein shivcha, bein mishachareres. It doesn't matter if she is a servant or not, or she's freed. Hakol bekares. All these situations are the punishment is kares. Shenemar benida shivas yamim tiyeh benidasa. Because it says in the Torah, she must remain. She's defined as a nida for 7 days. Uvazava nemar, and by zava it says kol yamei zov tum asa kimei nidasa tiyeh. So we see the Torah equates the tuma of a zav. The Arizaba to the Tumah of Nida. Uvioleta Zachar who Omer, and if when a woman gives birth to a male child, it says, Kime Nidas Divosah Tituma, right? It says basically like Nida, meaning 7 days. Uvioleta Sekeva, Vitama Shvuayim Kinidasa. And then by if she gives birth to a woman, then it says over there that she is Tame, just like a Nida, but it's for 2 weeks or it's 14 days instead of, what do you call it? Instead of the week. Yes, someone mentioned some newborn girls bleed due to the mother's hormones. That's correct. You could have a situation for now of a nida from birth. Absolutely. Okay, halacha gimel. Now the medvar morim. Okay, so what does the above apply? Sheatuma tsluya biyamim mishetavla b'mei mikva. Okay, achar yamim hasforim. So of course, there's an important point. Okay, there's two halachas, so to speak, that take place by nida. So one is that a certain amount of time has passed where there's no bleeding. All right. And the second is that she went to the mikvah. All right. So all the tum applies, right? Where, what do you call it? Where she went ahead and let's say, tovled in the mikvah after the period of time she was supposed to. Right. But let's say a nida never goes to the mikvah. Okay. Habal achas mehen. If you have sexual relations with that nida or zava biletis, alachas mehen, afilu achar kamashanim, even let's say 10 years go by. Right, she just never went to the mikvah. Chayav karis. Okay, she would be he'd be chayav karis in that situation. Shebiyamim utzvila tala kasu. So that's what I'm saying. There's two concepts that work together. There's the amount of time, the days, and that you must do tvila. Right, shenemar v'rachatzu b'mayim. Right, because it says she has to bathe in the water. Zeb binyan av l'chol tamei shubitumaso ashiyitmo. The halacha is a person remains in the status of being tamei until they go to the mikvah. Okay, lachadala. Now, what about non-Jews? So ha'akum, okay, someone who's not Jewish and having sexual relations with someone who's not Jewish, ain't chayv in alayim mishum nida, lo mishum zava, lo mishum yoledes. So what's important is midoraisa, if a man had sexual relations with a woman who was not Jewish, and let's say she was menstruating, it doesn't matter, so to speak. He's not chayv. The chachamim gazra kol akum azchar manakevos, sheyukas zavim tamin. But what do the chachamim do? They realize this could be a problem. They went ahead and said they treat all non-Jewish men and women as zavim, right? As if they're always in a state of ziva, bein ro, bein lo ro, linen tum of tara. Whether or not they actually saw blood is irrelevant. They're considered to be defined as in a state of ziva. Midurban. Okay, lachahei. Now, kol dam shetira hayoledes betoch shlot lamagimel or shloshim shalosh shal zachar v'samech vav, which is v'shishim v'shei shal nekeva. All right, which means any blood that a woman sees post 33 days birth of, within the 33 days after giving birth to a male child, or 66 days after having given birth to a female child, who nikra dam tohar, okay, tohar. So let's assume by the male, 7 days go by. Now, any bleeding after that, during that 33 period day of time, is not considered dam nida. We're going to get to a lot of these categories as we go along, but it's called dam tohar, which means it's the blood is fine. To the point where vein moneas isha mibaila, right? And to the point where basically she's allowed to have sexual relations with her husband, even if she's bleeding. Ela tovelas achar shivala zakar. She has to feel after the 7 days for the zakar, the achar abas from the nakeva, and after 14 days by an akeva. Umishameshes mitasa af apisha dam shosis vyarid. She's allowed to have sexual relations with her husband, even though she's actually bleeding. And I know today, when it comes to Hilchos Nida, the very concept of we treat all dam instinctively as being problematic. As you'll see the way Nida is set up, that's not true. And here's an example where it would be halachli mutter for a man and woman to engage in sexual relations, even if she's bleeding, because it's not considered dam nida. Keep in mind, dam nida is a halacha category. It's not simply the idea that blood is coming out, has come out from her. Halach above. Okay. Kol chayave tfilos, okay, tfilosan biyom. In general, okay, when it comes to tvila, all going to the mikvah is done during the day, except for a chutzman nida violetas, except for a nida, a woman who's finishing up her nida state, or if she is someone who just gave birth. Sherehu omer benida shivas yamim tiyeh benidasa, right? Because it says by the nida that she's going to be in the state of nida for 7 days. Hashiva kulan benidasa, so she has to have a 7 complete days. V'tovelas b'leil shmini. Therefore, she tovels on the evening of the 8th day. Okay? V'chein yoledes zachar b'leil shmini. So too, if she gave birth to male child at the end of the 8th day, the evening of the 8th day, excuse me, v'ledes tekeva b'leil chamishasar, and by, if she gave birth to a girl, it would be by the night of the 15th evening. She'yoledes kenida k'mosh v'anu. As we saw before, a yoledes is just like a nida. Now, halacha zayin, nis'achra yom and rabin b'lo tabla. Let's say she pushed off going to the mikvah, okay? Because she titzvol, when she does go, look to the el balayla. She still should only go at night. She'im titzvol b'yom, because if she went ahead and went to the mikvah during the day, meaning she's supposed to go as soon as possible, which would be the night of the 8th, okay, the 8th evening. But let's say she pushed it off. So what you would think is maybe she just go during the day, because that's as soon as she should do it. No. The halacha is she still goes at night. Because if she went during the day, yitzu v'tavu nida acheret titzvol b'shvi, then someone else might see her going to the mikvah as a nida during the day and think, you know what? I'm supposed to go to the mikvah during the day instead of waiting until nighttime. Halacha ches. Now, haisa chola. Let's say she's sick. O shahaya makam atfila rachog. Or let's say the mikvah is very, very far away. Vein anashi mecholos lagiyo lo v'lachzer v'layla me'alistim. And it's very dangerous to go back and forth, right? Because of robbers. O b'nei hatzina, or because it's freezing cold. Or let's say they close the gates of the city at night. So you see, it's not ma'akim. She would be allowed to go ahead and go to the mikvah during the day. Again, there's almost like I wouldn't say a taboo, but we're you know, halacha normally by kala classes and chassam classes taught never go during the day. It's not true. There are situations where going to the mikvah during the day is permissible. Okay, it's not ma'akim. Okay, halacha test. Okay, so the next term we're going to see is what's called a veses. Okay, now that it's going to take on a lot of different forms, especially I think by Perek Vav, where we're going to really get into how this works. But for now, okay, we're going to just assume veses means is she has a set time for when she menstruates. It means she knows when she's going to menstruate, and there's a calendar where she could predict accurately when she's going to menstruate. Okay, so, or to put it in a simple way, she has a natural cycle that she is very aware of and is precise about when she will bleed. So it says in Lachates, Kol HaNashim Sheish Lahan Veses, Becheskas Tahara Levalehem. Okay, so as long as a woman has this set cycle, so then she's trusted. Okay, we can assume she's always in a state of being Tahor and therefore can have sexual relations with her husband, Ad Shetomer Lo Tmeani, until she says, I am Tameh. Oh, she took zak nida bishkunuseya, or she does something. For instance, she puts on nida clothing that indicates that she's a nida. So unless she does something otherwise, we trust her that she is tahar. Now halach baila the medina acheres. Okay, let's say her husband went to Japan, v'inicha tahara. Okay, and when he left, she was tahar. Kishayavo, right? When he returns, ain't a tzarach lishalah right? He doesn't have to, when he comes back, he doesn't have to ask her, like, listen, are you still not nida? I feel matzah shena, even if he finds her sleeping. Hare ze mutter lava alea, right? He's permitted to go ahead and have sexual relations with her. Shelo ba'onas vesasa, as long as it's not at the time, which we're going to get to next, where her vesis, where she's expected to bleed. And he does not have to be concerned that she is in a state of nida. Veminicha nida, right? But let's say he left her when he went up to Japan, she was in a state of nida. Asuralo, then she's prohibited to him. Achitomra lo taharani. She would have to demonstrate, so to speak, or prove, she have to say to him that she is tahara before he'd be able to have sexual relations with her again. Now, halacha yud, how far does this ne'emanus go? So ha'isha sha'amra l'bayla tzme'ani, let's say she tells her husband, I'm tameh, v'mi aminida, v'chaz amra tarani. She right afterwards, she says, no, I'm not, I'm tahor. The derek sloka martilach, and I was just joking around when I told you I was in a state of nida, right, tchila, in an emenis, she's not believed. Ve'im nasna, I'm solid varia, an emenis. But let's say she has some way to basically justify why she said what she did before, then she's believed. So Kate said, what would be the case? So Tava by love achoso imo imo b'chatzer. So let's say her husband wanted to have sexual relations with her, okay? And it turns out, like, let's say his mother or her mother's in the chatzer, v'amar tmeani, and that's what she says. So what do you call it? I was tame v'akra chazer v'amar taharani. But after she says no, I'm tahara. V'lo marti lach tmeah. I only said I was tmeah. Right, I was just nervous because your mom was there. Shema yira osanu, because I don't want them to see us having sexual relations, right? Or even, let's say, even touching each other. Arezu nemenes, then she's trusted. V'chein kol yotze b'zeh, and all the and cases just like this one. Okay, aloch yid aleph. Here's a classic unfortunate situation. Hayom mishamesh imetahara. Let's say the husband's having sexual relations with his wife, and she's obviously not nida. The amra lo, and she says, right in the middle of sexual relations, nitmesi, okay? So she says, uh-oh, I'm now in the state of nida. Lo yifresh miyad. So he's not allowed to pull his penis out of her vagina, v'hu b'kishuyav, right, when he still has an erection, shahano lo b'tziyaso kibiyaso, because it would be enjoyable for him. And therefore, just like it's enjoyable when a man, enters, so to speak, his wife, so too in exiting. Therefore, v'im piresh v'hu b'kishuyav chayav kares. Now, how serious is this? If he went ahead and removed his penis from her vagina while he had an erection, he would be chayev kares, kemosha bal nida, because it'd be no difference as if he's having sexual relations with a nida. This applies to other rayos. So what does he do? Elaket said yasev. So no it's tiparne ragla bakarka. So literally this means he digs his toes, his toenails actually into the ground. Vishoa, and he waits, right? The enum is dadea. He doesn't move at all. Achi yamos aver until his erection passes. And then akhagat nishma imena, and then he's allowed to go, and he must, so to speak, go ahead and remove himself from her. Okay, that's the solution for that situation. Okay, luckily you're based. Now, knowing that the vesas is a repeating cycle, okay, va'asur lo la'adam sheba ishto samuch levesasa. So a husband can't have sexual relations with his wife close to the time of her vesas. Shemetira damishas tashvish. So to prevent what happens in the lacha yud aleph, so the lacha is that you have to mafresh, you have to perish from your wife, right? A husband and wife cannot have sexual relations with each other close to the time, to the day, when she's going to go ahead and bleed, okay? So, Shanae Marv, he's our temes b'nei shalmi tu mosam. Now, vikama, so what is this? What amount of time do they have to be perished from each other? Im haya darka liros v'yom. So let's say she normally sees, she normally starts bleeding during the day. Aslo shamish v'tchilas v'yom. Then from the beginning of the day, he can no longer have sexual relations with her. So let's say the day is from 6 to 6, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and she normally she menstruates sometimes in the afternoon. What we say is, no, she can't have sexual relations. They can't have sexual relations with each other starting from the beginning of that day. Then we got darker liros b'layla, also shanash b'tachos halayla, and so too at nighttime. If she normally would see at night, they cannot have sexual relations that night. Okay, halach yud gimel. Now, avar vesasa. Now, let's say she normally bleeds on the 25th. And then what happens? That time passes and she didn't bleed. V'lo ra'asa. Muteras l'shamesh achar shetavar onos avesis. They would be allowed to engage in sexual relations after that vesis time had passed. So what's the case, Ketzad? Haya darka liros b'sheish shaos b'yom. So let's say she normally would see bleeding, right, after 6 hours of the day had already passed. Okay, so let's say 6 a.m. the day starts, it's 12 noon. Asru l'shamash b'tchilas yom. They can no longer have sexual relations from 6 a.m. Arvu sheish shaos b'yom v'lo rasa, right? Asru l'shamash al ba'erev. If those 6 hours pass and she doesn't see any blood, they shouldn't have sex relations until nighttime. So they would extend, and you can't. They wouldn't be able to have sexual relations with each other until that ona has passed. So if she normally sees at night, they don't have sexual relations from the beginning of the night until the end of the night. And when the night's over, if she hasn't bled yet, they are allowed to go ahead and have sexual relations. Okay, Allah Yadalid. Okay, well, this terminology of derech b'nei Yisrael, right, is an interesting terminology. It falls in a funny category of minag or minas chasidus, etc. But so take it, obviously, a lot of people know about these halachas, obviously, but you'll see what I mean in a second. So he says, halach yadal, derech b'nei Yisrael, v'nos Yisrael. So it's the normal way of both Jewish males and Jewish females, la'olam, livdok atzam achar tashmis. So it's in principle, men and women always check themselves, okay, after they have sexual relations. And when we say check themselves, it means check their genitalia. So ketzah. So what happens? Mekaneya ha'ish atzmo b'matlis nechon olo. Okay. So a man, there's a certain garment, a cloth that a man sets aside for this purpose that's made for him. He cleans himself with. Umekaneya ha'ish atzmo b'matlis nechon olo. And she has a special cloth that she's going to use to check herself. The Rohan Behen, and they use it to, so to speak, wipe themselves off and to check Shema Ross Adam Shas Tashrish. What are they trying to see? They're trying to see, was there any bleeding during sexual relations? The Eishla Ish Laniach Ishto Shatibdok and Matlis Shalo, right? And a man, if he wanted to, can lend his cloth to his wife to check, right? Shene Menes Al Shalo, Nemenes Al Shalo, right? Because the same way she's trusted, he would be trusted as well. So it would be okay to what it calls for the man, for the husband to go ahead and lend his cloth to his wife. Okay, Alakha Tezbav, Begadim Elish Mekanch Mehen. Okay, so these cloths that are used to go ahead and check and clean, Tzrichen Shiyuah Pish Shel Pishtan Shechokim Ulevenim. Okay, so these are supposed to be from, literally means used linen cloths that are white, Behem Anikram Idim Be'inyan Zeh, or Edim. They're called like witnesses, okay? Which we're going to call an ed, right? Ed shalo. The cloth that he uses for himself to clean is his ed. Ed shalo. And the cloth that she has is called her ed, right? So that's the name of the cloth that's used. Okay, lachat azayim. Okay, hatsnuos. Okay, women who are very fastidious about their modesty. Imishamshos. So this is even a higher level. Will not have sexual relations. So the very tsanua women will check themselves before having sexual relations to make sure there's no sign of blood. Okay, now switching for a second. Let's say a woman does not have a fixed period of time where she bleeds, meaning she never knows. It could be in the 25th, could be 26th. She's not 100% sure. Now, she can't have sexual relations until she checks prior. That's why she uses two cloths, all right? So one is before she has sexual relations, and one's after. But if a woman has that fixed cycle, she doesn't have to check herself before tashrish. If she wants to be modest, but after sexual relations, right? Then they always need two, because one for him, one for her. It's interesting. Even if she was pregnant, where there's really no chashash of bleeding, or menika, which also is very little chashash, or zakena, where she's basically hit menopause, in all these situations, you still require this. Ukatana, okay, but let's say she is underage, okay? Lo tishamesh ela b'shnei edim echalo v'echalma, okay? Aval besula v'yosheves adam tor, but when it comes to, let's say, a virgin or someone whose bleeding is pure, which we'll get to what it is, for instance, by the case of Yoledes, ain't it tzricha edim, right? You don't need any cleaning, a cloth to clean, because the blood's actually coming out, so there's no necessity to go ahead and check anything. Okay, I'll just do one more halacha. Actually, no, I'm sorry, we'll wait till tomorrow. I will finish up this parak tomorrow and then start parak hey.
Thank you.